Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Oh, gosh, I don't know where to begin here. I think I'll begin with cats, but I don't want to give it all away. I mean, there's a special day coming up that will support what we know about cats. I'm going to leave it at that. I know it is the best radio tease ever in the history of the profession, but really, if you have a cat, you'll want to stay tuned because we do have a very special announcement coming up from Dr. Vicki Thayer of the Wynn Feline Foundation. Now, we've heard the president of the United States, depending on where you live in the country, perhaps your governor, has talked about the opioid crisis. It's been in the news. It's been on all the morning shows. Why am I talking about it? Why would I talk about it? How does that translate to our pets? It actually does, and I will explain why. Also, an interview that I've been looking forward to doing for a very long time. When I heard that she wrote a book, I thought, well, that is so cool. Her name is Paula Stewart. Paula Stewart was an actress on Broadway back in the 1960s and late 1950s. And then she became a real estate mogul. And she's had quite an interesting life and career. She was married at one point to Jack Carter, the comedian. Remember him from those Dean Martin specials, The Roast? And Jack Carter was a very popular stand-up comedian in the day. She was once married to Burt Bacharach, the composer. I mean, she's had the most fascinating life, which includes her best friend. And her best friend was Lucille Ball. Now, she's going to be on this show talking about her book, which is Lucy Loves Me, but also what she and Lucy had in common. And one of the things they had in common was their love of animals. And that is what we will talk about with Paula Stewart. But mostly we are here to talk to you, to take your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS, toll free. That's 866-554-7387. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, which means I'm certified to help you. Hello to Sharon in Florida.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
How's your dog?
Well, she's got the itchies, and she's just the most adorable little black, all-black Pomeranian. She's got that long, black, silky fur.
Ooh.
And she gets brushed a lot. I mean, we brush her almost every night.
Uh-huh.
But everybody's telling me I've got to get her shaved, That'll help the itchies go away. And I just don't want to shave her.
What itchies are you talking about?
Pardon me?
What itchies are you referring to?
I don't know what's causing it. So now she's on prednisone even to try.
Oh, my. Okay, okay. All right. The dog, shaving the dog has nothing to do with whatever reason your dog is itching.
Okay.
Unless, that would be very unlikely. Now, people say that, you're in Florida. So, because it's so warm to shave the dog, and I'm just not a fan of that in general. You know, black dogs do get warmer than light-colored dogs because of the way the sun radiates. But, but they also have a built-in system where they, as long as the dog isn't totally out in the sun all the time, I just am not a fan of shaving dogs necessarily. I don't think it's necessary. However, I am concerned about why your dog is itching. And just to throw the dog on prednisone, that helps. It may help with the itching, has it?
Not really, not a lot. And I hate giving her the medication.
Yeah. So what you need is, it's a steroid. And I'm sure your dog is feeling good and a little more peppy on the pred, and probably is drinking more water. But if it's not doing any good, even if it does good, it doesn't tell you what the problem is. And if it's not doing any good, then for sure, if the dog's been on it a substantial period of time, I would talk to your veterinarian about weaning, not just taking the drug away. Don't do that.
Right.
But weaning the dog off of it. But you still have to get to the bottom of the problem. Now, you are in Florida, so the number one – I'm just doing statistics here. Do not be offended. The number one reason? Fleas. You know, all it takes is a couple of flea bites, maybe even one flea bite, to cause allergy flea dermatitis, and dogs can itch like crazy from that. So that would be the first – and on a black-coated dog, they're hard to find.
Yes.
So that would be – if your dog isn't protected, that would be the first place that I would look. But it could be a whole other host of reasons. Allergies may be at the top of the list. Now, where's the dog itching at?
Mostly her rear end, and she, chases her rear end. So her anal glands checked and
good.
Made sure they were okay.
Good.
I've had her check for worms.
How old is the dog?
She's only like a year and a half. She's just a baby.
I ask, well, this doesn't apply to you. It may apply to others. You know, dogs who do that, what you just described, and sometimes they're older dogs that have an arthritic problem. Very unlikely in your case with a smaller dog.
Right.
But I definitely would consider fleas because apparently I haven't done that. And I'd go back to the veterinarian and maybe ultimately go to a veterinary dermatologist. I'd recheck for parasites. And if all of that is clear and you're sure that it is, including mange, then I would consider a veterinary dermatologist. But just to throw something at the dog, especially if that's something, a prednisone, is not working, then if it's not working, it's not working.
Is there a special shampoo you would recommend?
I don't know what I'm recommending it for. See, that's the thing.
Oh. Yeah. Well, normal use.
I mean, it could be just dry skin, I suppose. But a veterinary dermatologist can do that, and I'm certainly not... I'm in no position to even suggest it.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right? We're going to send you better than
you
that.
You don't agree that she needs to be shaved then, right?
Personally not, but I don't think it'll help your problem.
Because I don't want to shave her. She's got such a beautiful coat.
I don't think that there's any reason for it. And now maybe the dermatologist will say, but here's issue. But I doubt that. Thing is, in Florida, probably doesn't need the coat. When we talk to our friends in Wisconsin, North Dakota, Montana, yeah, I'm thinking you do. 866-554-PETS. Are you on Facebook? If so, you need to find me. Join my fan page. It's a party. It's a pet party. All you have to do is look under pages. You probably know how to do this if you're on Facebook already. And just type in my name, Steve Dale, and poof, there I am. Instantly, opioids and pets. How did the two possibly go together? How does this get involved with our opioid crisis in America? Are our pets abusing opioids? Well, it really is a problem, and one which I'll explain next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
So according to a new nationwide survey, veterinary medicine may suffer unintended, unconsidered consequences caused by the new directives issued by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, about the opioid crisis. Now, I don't believe the pets are abusing opioids, and therefore should not be targeted, but they kind of are being targeted. Yeah, that's right. I mean, do you know any pets who land in the Betty Ford Center because of too many opioids or that they're diverting drugs for profit? I don't think so. They're at the wrong end of this, though. They can end up with a problem because veterinarians depend on opioids to help relieve pain in pets, particularly in emergency medicine, particularly along with that in traumas. So for dogs or cats that have been hit by a car, for example, following surgeries, they're really commonly used for all the right reasons. Now, in the past year, from 27 to 73% of veterinary professionals have had difficulty obtaining necessary supplies of five opioids they consider important to practice. So they're having trouble. Your veterinarian might even have a problem getting the right drug, the drug that he or she prefers. Is that right? I don't think so, but it's happening. Government restrictions could be on the way as well. I mean, further restrictions, which include veterinarians being a gatekeeper for opioids. Veterinarians may be asked, and this could happen on a state-by-state basis, to determine if people are abusing what they're prescribing for pets, or if there's a history of opioid abuse. How are the veterinarians to know that? Well, there may be some sort of database, and the veterinarians may be informed and responsible then. That's not right. At least in my opinion, that's not right. But having said that, veterinarians are recognizing the change that's happening now, and 63%, according to the survey, have training or procedures in place for medical and other staff members to recognize the signs of opioid abuse among their clients. But, I mean, should veterinarians need to do that? It's crazy. To address the misuse and diversion of opioids, the DEA has proposed an average 10% decrease in the 2019 manufacturing quotas for six frequently abused opioids, and all of them are included and used in veterinary medicine. According to the survey, these shortages have caused unintended results, creating unnecessary pain, suffering, even death in animals. And that's before it gets worse. So as the limitations are further restricted on what is even available for veterinarians to use, as restrictions are made on what veterinarians, the hoops, they may have to jump through before prescribing an opioid for your dog or a cat, it's crazy. And unfortunately, in some cases, the alternative medications, there are alternatives to opioids, but sometimes they're not the right appropriate drug for what is needed right then. And sometimes they're just really expensive. And that matters in veterinary medicine. It matters in human medicine, but maybe there's insurance to pay for it. In veterinary medicine, while there is pet insurance, most people just don't have it. Right, wrong, or otherwise, they don't. So this really will impact and has begun to impact veterinary medicine in a big way. Something you might not have thought about. Coming up next, a conversation that I can't wait. Paula Stewart is here. She was Lucille Ball's best buddy. That's right. And they actually raised dogs together at times. I suspect that's what she'll talk about and lots more right here.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765. 85-4765.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I was so excited when I happened to get this book. It's called Lucy Loved Me, as in Lucille Ball. Now, I knew Lucille Ball, and I knew she loved animals. But here's something I never was, and that is best girlfriend to Lucille Ball, Paula Stewart, who authored the book, is on the phone now. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Steve. So good to talk to you.
I think here's where I start. When I met Lucy, at one point, she was holding a little toy poodle. I think it was Tinker 3.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, I think it was the last of the Tinker. Here's how loyal Lucy was. She even named her three last miniature poodles the same name.
That's right, yeah.
And she carried the dog with her.
Oh, yes, they
wherever.
Were so little. But they were mean little dogs.
They were.
Oh, yeah, they would snap at me all the time. And, but she didn't mind, you know, they were her dogs. It was okay.
And, you know, she always loved dogs, and I remember, and other animals too, and I remember asking her about performing with animals. You know, the old saying, never perform with an animal because you'll be upstaged by that animal. And
true.
In fact, what she said, as long as there was the laugh, nothing else mattered.
That's true. That's also true, yeah. Anything for a laugh.
And that's kind of how she was.
Yeah, Lucy always went for the laughs. And she was a clown. She was wonderful. She could make anybody, make any situation funny and make anybody laugh.
She said that the only thing she didn't like, she mentioned two. One was an elephant, and the other were dolphins. She was in a pool. I think they went to Marine Land in the Lucy show. That was the episode. And she didn't at all like being with those dolphins because they kept knocking on her. And she said it hurt.
Oh, yeah. No, but you know, the one thing that she really did have an aversion to was any picture of any bird. Like, for instance, when I was decorating for her, if I was buying a bowl for like an oriental fish bowl or something, if it had a bird on it or a butterfly or something like that, she'd scream and yell, get rid of that. I can't stand. It was because of when she was very young, she was frightened by either a bird or a butterfly. I don't know what it was, but it was from her youth. But she loved birds. Birds, and she loved live animals, but she just couldn't stand looking at, dead ones.
That's I had heard about that as well. And you wrote about a lot of this in far more detail in the book, Lucy Loves Me.
Yes, Lucy once helped me deliver a litter of Yorkshire Terriers, which I used to breed. And she helped me do that in the middle of the night one night. She was so adorable. I could always depend on her for everything. You know, I lived with her for quite a while. And I even brought all my dogs over there when I lived with her. I had three Yorkies at the time, and she welcomed them with open arms. She was wonderful. I've had every kind of animal you can imagine, like from a coati mundi, you know, which is like a little raccoon-like animal.
Uh-huh.
And then I've had a crow. I've had parrots. I've had Japanese silky chickens. I've had peacocks. I've had just about every kind of animal you could think.
Now, you did not write about the coati mundi.
No, that because that was in my youth. Yeah. I used to tell Lucy all these stories. She would love to hear about all the animals that I had and all the crazy stories. Like, for instance, when I was very young and living with my mother, when I was about 5 years old, I sent away for a crow, of all things. And it arrived, I don't know how I paid for it or got it there. But my mother, you know, was aghast because we were living in an apartment that we weren't even supposed to have a dog, and we had a Cocker Spaniel. So when this crow arrived, she just didn't know what to do about it. But she kept it for a while because crows are very intelligent, you know.
Yeah.
And it used to sit in her bed, and in the middle of the night, it would take the hairpins out of her hair.
Well, there was a cow when Lucy had a farm when she was living with Desi. I don't remember. Maybe you know the story. I don't remember all that. But there was a cow that was supposed to be, you know, what we do with cows. You know, they don't all. Yeah. But this cow ended up like all the animals did, even though they were farm animals. They all had a name, and the cow would come to the bedroom in the morning, like push open the windows and say good morning.
Oh, yes. Well, cows are very smart, too, you know. They're not dumb. You know, if they're domesticated, they can be quite intelligent. So I never heard that story. She never told it to me, but it's an interesting one, and I believe it.
Yeah. Well, the name of the book, and there are many, many stories. Lucy is still popular. I Love Lucy is still on TV everywhere. And I'll tell you, every generation, there's a new generation watching and laughing at those shows. Lucy's best friend, Paula Stewart, authored the book. It's called
Lucy. And listen, honey, also, people can always get me at paulastewart.com. You can see all about the book. You can see me on the Lucy show.
You can
see me doing a Wildcat song on the Ed Sullivan show with Lucy. So paulastewart.com is where people should go to really look up about my book and everything else.
All right. Hey, look her over at paulastewart.com. Paula, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next, what's most important? Your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
We are toll-free. That is the best way to be. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In Florida, we travel just like that. See, I can snap my fingers. Dennis, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hey, Steve. How are you, sir?
I am good, sir. How are you?
Well, you know, I got a mild dilemma.
Uh-oh.
I'm hoping you'll give me a suggestion. Listen, I've got two Siamese. I've had them for a brother and sister. Had them now for about 6.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
A little Yorkie came into our life because my wife bought this Yorkie without telling me. Beautiful dog, wonderful dog. And she has decided that she's going to take over. She terrorizes my two cats. Now, each cat is more than double her size.
Yes.
She finds them by day. They have their own bedroom. They can come out of their bedroom. They got a big queen-size bed, comforter, nice, nice room. They can go to the down the hallway. They can go into the bathroom where their litter box is. But she will not let them, okay, into the living area or the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like she guards them. Now, at night, she knows that they are out walking the house and playing in the various places where she would not let them be by day. Because she sits on the corner of her bed and she watches them.
Yeah.
She will not let them into the master bedroom. And I have not been able to get her to socialize with these two cats, who are wonderful Siamese.
Yeah. So I kind of worry about the cats. If you say they're happy, if you say they've learned to deal with it and they're okay and do not feel threatened, then right. some of that concern goes away. But I worry about their psychological welfare. I mean, if every day you get up thinking, I am going to be stared down by a dog or intimidated by somebody, anybody, you know, you don't mm-hmm. look forward to going to work every day if you have of someone at work that you work with that intimidates you, whether it be a boss
right.
or a coworker.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
So I kind of worry about that. So if you think your cats feel that way, let me back up a couple steps. So there are two categories of cats defined by me. One are cats that are like your cats. Dog comes into a household and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a dog. What do I do? Now, having said that, a quarter of the people now statistically in America, more than a quarter of the people that have a dog have a cat, or that have a cat have at least one dog. So clearly dogs and cats can live together, millions and millions of Americans, and now you are among them, but many of them without any issue whatsoever. So it's the individual temperament of the dog combined with the individual temperaments of the cats. So you have two cats that are like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't feel very secure about it, combined with a dog that takes advantage of that, if you will. And being a terrier, small one or not, says,
right.
I am going to be a terrier and or be a terror, if you will, around these cats. The other kind of category of cats are what I call stand-up cats that aren't going to take any crap. And it really could be a Great Dane. It could be a horse. It wouldn't much matter. These cats would walk right up to that Great Dane and go pow right in the nose. And very quickly, that Great Dane would learn, oh, my gosh, I am going to respect this cat, even if the cat is much smaller than I am. So size doesn't have nearly as much to do with it as attitude does. So how do we adjust your Yorkie's attitude, which we need to do, and also give these cats more confidence, which would be helpful as well?
Right.
The cats need to feel safe at the end of the day. So cats are unlike, I guess we need to feel safe too, dogs need to feel safe, but cats are very concerned about feeling safe. And when they feel safe and they feel in control, that's when you've got it going. And the way to do that is to give the cats places to go, and it's a Yorkshire Terrier. So Yorkies can jump on sofas, but they can't go vertically up very high beyond that. So giving your cats, if you could figure out a way to give your cats a kind of highway in the house that or in the room that the Yorkie won't let the cats go to, if it is possible, and I understand if it's not, but if you could find a way to clear bookshelves off or to create shelving, and you can even now buy online shelving that is specifically for cats. So if you could find some way to provide a way in which the cats can comfortably go up high, whether they be window ledges, but then the cat's got to get to the window ledge, right? But if somehow, some way, you could provide places the cats can go that is away from the dogs, that would be helpful. That's one thing. Second thing is, okay, what do we do about the dog? Well, the dog needs other things to do Tell your dog to get a life. So give the dog a toy that the dog can focus on, something with food in it or something to chew on, something you know your dog best, but something that's safe for your dog, of course, but something that your dog will be intensely involved in. And if your dog is, then your dog is in focus so much on the cats. So you need adult supervision to be there when you do it. We need to make sure the cats are indeed safe and probably a leash on the dog just to double sure. And reward your dog also for not paying attention to the cats.
Okay.
That's sort of a 101 beginner lesson in all this. All right?
Okay, sounds good. I'll definitely try it.
All right, let me know what happens.
Will do, Steve. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. So I'm watching the events following Hurricane Florence. Before that, I'm watching the events following the fires out in California. Who knows what's next, right? But I'll tell you what's common in all of these cases. There are people that leave their pets behind. And, you know, I do understand in some cases it's impossible because something happens and you're 30 miles from the house. You can't get, they won't let you get to your house. But oftentimes, for example, when Hurricane Florence came, people knew about that days and days in advance, and dogs and cats were left behind. I mean, there's a video that is on my blog, which you could check out, stevedale.tv. And happily, a rescue came. I think they're hunting dogs, and came and rescued these dogs that were in kennels. But the dogs were up to their knees or higher with water, and up to their chins, really, with water. And another half a day, and they might have died. They might have drowned. I mean, there was nowhere to go. They were stuck in kennels. So please, please, if the worst ever does happen, wherever you are, take your pets with you. And I do understand there's a problem in some cases. Where do you go with the pets? I understand that. But I tell you, leaving them behind can mean it's a death sentence, you know, for some animals. And they're supposed to be parts of our family. And one thing you do is you ask me questions about your family members, and we answer them on the radio. You call in, you write in, steve@petworldradio.net, and our email question of the week, each week we choose one, that is coming up next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, if there are two areas in which there are the most, I think, misconceptions, misunderstandings, exaggerations on the internet, just untruths on the internet, those two categories regarding pets are pet food and also dog training and animal training in general. And that's what we'll talk about on the show next week. We'll talk about pet food myths with veterinary nutritionist Dr. Lisa Freeman. And Debbie Martin will talk about this new wave that's happening called Fear Free. She is a veterinary technician who's actually certified as a boarded specialist in animal behavior. And we'll talk about those misunderstandings. People go online and they say, they type in, my dog is doing this. And sometimes the answer is really good, but sometimes not so good at all. And also, blah, 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 scary times, blah, Halloween. And our pets, keeping our pets safe over Halloween. And what the trendy costumes are this year.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a fox alarmer.
The tick population is growing, and it's not just something to think about if you're out in the suburbs or in the country. Veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden says ticks are invading the big city, too.
In fact, most urban centers today have tick issues because a wildlife was a publication came out a couple years ago where they were able to find the tick that carries Lyme disease in almost every city park in Metro Chicago.
So remember, just because a deer isn't walking through your backyard doesn't mean you don't need to protect your dog from the threat of ticks. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a fox alarmer. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I'm heartbroken. That's not a good way to start an email, but that's how it starts. Our wonderful golden retriever, now 11, was raised with our children and until recently was the classic golden, loving toward everyone, especially the kids. Over the past few months, however, she's been growly, especially around the kids. Do we need to euthanize our beloved friend? No. Don't do that. Find out what's wrong. I mean, there's something wrong. So the dog, who's always been wonderful, doesn't wake up on Monday morning and say, now I hate the kids. It doesn't work that way. My first guess, and I think it's a good one, is something is medically going on with this dog. Let me give you an example. And this is really a true life example that has happened repeatedly with that very breed, a golden retriever. The one I'm thinking about, though, is similar. Family dog, wonderful family dog, around the age of 9, 10, or 11, one day begins to growl at the kids. And then gets worse in this story, bites one of the kids. Not that young of a child. I don't know. I don't remember. 9 or 10 or 11 years old, somewhere in there. A significant enough bite, but the dog had been warning for weeks, maybe, every time they pet the dog. What the family members didn't put together is maybe there's a reason why the dog is growling. Maybe it hurts when I pet the dog and the dog is trying to tell me don't do that. Instead, they keep petting the dog. And the child is bitten. They take the dog in to be euthanized to their own veterinarian who says, there's an ear infection. And you keep touching the dog's ears. It really hurts. And this is a bad infection. We can solve this with antibiotics. They do. They treat the dog. The dog gets better, and the dog, for the rest of the dog's life, lives out a perfectly happy life with the family. It's sad it had to come to that, where the dog had no choice. From the dog's perspective, you keep hurting me. I need to do something. And happily, finally they did by taking the dog to the veterinarian. Could that be a similar type thing that's going on here? I would suggest probably yes. What is also possible, though, at the age of 11, more unlikely, it's like Alzheimer's in dogs. It's called canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. And dogs that have this sometimes will begin to not recognize family members, or if they do, don't treat them the same way. I mean, their personalities kind of change as a person with Alzheimer's. Sometimes their personalities change, and they get unreasonably moody for no apparent reason. Well, that could be what's going on with the dog. 11 is old enough for that to happen in a golden? Likely? Probably not. Something medical going on? That is absolutely my guess. See your veterinarian. Report this to your veterinarian. And if there are certain circumstances which the dog growls, like when I pet the head or the ears or under the belly, note that. because that's really important. And also, if you could video with a phone, actually what's going on, that may help your veterinarian as well. Email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a very special and exciting announcement regarding cats.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Vicki Thayer is the immediate past executive director of the Wynn Feline Foundation. And Dr. Thayer is here to make a very, and I do mean a very special announcement. I happen to know what it is. Dr. Thayer, I will let you take over and make the official announcement.
Well, the official announcement is that October 20th, the third Saturday of October, is Wynn's second Cures for Cats Day. We're very proud to have this day, especially in our 50th anniversary year. And it's what we feel a way to raise awareness about the importance of cat health studies, research to improve the health of cats through improved treatments and diagnosis and prevention. So we're here to try and make things better for cats.
Well, the Wynn Feline Foundation is a nonprofit that supports funding for cat health studies. And pretty much everything we know about cats has at one point over the past 50 years, as you said, I'm aware, been funded by the Wynn Feline Foundation. Now, I want to make this clear, Dr. Thayer, that you are proclaiming October 20 as Cures for Cats Day. That means we can all take the day off work. If you park somewhere in the city, you don't have to plug the parking meter, right? It's a holiday, right?
It's a holiday, and I think it's a great day to purr our thanks for our city companions. So, we want them to live a lot longer and healthier. Let's put it that way.
Okay, speaking of which, if you have a cat that's past the age of 12, 13, 14 years old, probably, statistically, that cat has some compromised function of kidney function. So the kidney function begins to deteriorate in older cats, and we don't quite know why that is. And I know that the Wynn Feline Foundation is doing something about it.
Well, what we are doing, we had a very generous bequest come in to Wynn, and the exceptional Wynn Board of Directors agreed and decided to do a matching campaign to raise money for research on feline kidney disease. And what we're doing is, for dollar for dollar, up to the total of $50,000, Wynn will match each new donation for what we call the feline kidney disease campaign. And so if everything goes the way we want, it should raise up $100,000 toward research on feline kidney disease. And I'm excited to say, even after just a week, we have raised a little over 10% of
very good.
$1,000. So it's exciting that we have such a great start, and we want to keep that going.
All right, and we'll give the website information out. And by the way, I chuckled when you said magnificent board of directors, or whatever you said about the board, because I'm on the board of directors. You've been on the board of directors. Explain, and we only have a minute here, and I know you can give a 20-minute explanation to this, what we do know about why cats, as they age, are very likely to have some compromised kidney function, and what that means to the quality of life, potentially even the lifespan of these individual cats.
Well, cats, certainly as far as a, what we call an organ system, their kidneys just age differently than, say, other species or like humans, and oftentimes they are more prone to inflammatory-type diseases that stress and change, the kidney, just make them not work as efficiently. So, they take more insults as they age, and those kidneys just, again, don't work as well. And so that's really kind of where we tend to look at, problems with geriatric cats. It's probably one of the most common things that veterinarians will see in older cats, along with cancer. And so we need more answers, and that's what Wynn is looking to try and deliver.
So one of the diagnostic companies came up with not an answer per se, but a way to diagnose much earlier, which is very helpful, a kidney disease in cats through a simple blood test. To learn more about this, it's Wynn, W-I-N-N, Feline Foundation, Wynn, W-I-N-N, felinefoundation.org.
Dr. Thayer. Thank you so much. Next week, blah, blah, blah. Halloween costumes for your pets.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.